There have also been some rapid changes on the Korean Peninsula. In late 2017, the international community placed the toughest sanctions, economic penalties, that it's ever put on North Korea after the communist country flaunted its nuclear and missile programs. Now, just a few months later, North Korea's weapons tests have apparently quieted down, and the country's dictator, Kim Jong-un, looks like he's ready to turn his back on years of isolation to appear on the world stage. He's preparing for a summit that'll be held later this week with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and a possible meeting in May or early June with U.S. President Donald Trump. Both South Korea and the U.S. have been rivals of North Korea since fighting stopped in the Korean War in 1953.
We're just a few days away now from that North-South Korean summit that the South Korean President Moon Jae-in has called a guidepost, a stepping stone to the next summit, that between the US President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. We have been hearing from White House officials, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying the US is not naive in this process. They won't make the same mistakes that previous administrations have made, something we have heard before. Also hearing from the White House that they're not going to make any concessions until Kim Jong-un does show that he is going to dismantle the nuclear and missile programs. So the final preparations are now ongoing for the meeting on Friday. We know there will be rehearsals over the next couple of days with both North and South Korean officials to make sure that everything goes very smoothly. They appreciate this is an historic moment. It's the first summit between North and South Korean leaders in more than a decade, but it's going to be the first time that a North Korean leader crosses the border into South Korea, and just for that occasion, they're actually going to let South Korean journalists cross the border into North Korea so they can capture that moment on camera. We're told this will all be broadcast live with a welcoming ceremony and also a banquet after the meeting. The meeting of itself clearly won't be broadcast live. We've also had the menu, obviously well thought out. There's food sourced not only from the town of a South Korean president, but also the two previous presidents who met the late Kim Jong-il at the two previous summits, the father of the current leader, Kim Jong-un. There's also going to be cold buckwheat noodles from North Korea. They're bringing a chef with them and the machine to make those noodles. So clearly a lot of thought has gone into this, trying to show an even keel between the two Koreas. So the preparations, as I say, are ongoing now as both sides appreciate that this is an historic moment. Paula Hancock, CNN Seoul.